And Shanice, I Love Your Smile here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 13th of August. Morning to you folks, hopefully you're in good form. As always, if you want to give us a shout, we'd love to hear from you. 087-188-0008, free to do it on WhatsApp. How are you, Mr. PJ Gallagher?
I'm alright, you know yourself there, yeah, for Tuesday morning and everything.
Happy days. Come here, listen, somebody's just texted in to say, Babs and Galway's, Jim, can you ask PJ if he saw Mrs. Brown's Christmas special on RTE last night?
No.
I don't know what the significance of that. Oh, the Christmas special,
yeah,
of course.
Of course. What's the significance? It's outrageous.
The good thing about this is, Babs and Galway, he's sitting right here. What? What's this? Jim, will you ask PJ over there, right? Because I'm not talking to him directly.
Yeah, I don't know. She's not. She's in a bad mood with me, obviously, because I hate Christmas so much.
She obviously knows that you have people to read your texts for you, Jim. Read that text to me.
So
now,
when do I ever read them out? You're already flying through the rasher and things. Not a bother. I'm ripping into them.
Yeah, Jim, read me one of those ones again. The ones addressed to me.
No, a better one than that.
Anyway, did you? Obviously not. I assume.
No, I didn't.
That is bizarre, though. That is ridiculous when they do that. I know stations have to fill spaces in their schedule, or whatever, but a Christmas special in blooming August.
Yeah, and I like Mrs. Brown. You know what I mean? Christmas specials. It's the wrong time of year for a Christmas special. Yeah, and it should be outright. We should be writing to RTE and complaining now, by the way. And I certainly will.
Right.
I'll be getting me quill and me scroll out, and I'll be having an old scribble. Drawing a picture of a big willy on the page and everything, I'll be that upset.
Also,
it's wrong.
You're the heart of lots of debates this morning, because Mick and Blanche maintains you're behind writing Tara's sports report and having a dig at poor old Dundalk. Did you interfere with her news?
I certainly did not, and I want Dundalk to win tonight.
Right.
I don't know, what did Tara say?
I don't know.
To have a dig.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it either.
Mick and Blanche maintains you're behind it. You're the culprit.
Get over it. I'd love to see Dundalk turn them over tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen now. They're up against it, of course, the goal down and that. But I'd love to see Dundalk do it. You know what I mean? It's not like they're Shamrock Rovers or anything.
What else we got? English Ian has checked in with us. Who's this? I don't know what that's about there. Morning, PJ and Jim. Feeling tired this morning. Our two dogs were barking a lot during the night at something in the field near us.
Oh,
obviously, that's another one for you.
A boogeyman.
Margaret and Dunlea.
It was the boogeyman, so it was. Yep.
A dog boogeyman.
The boogeyman can't come into your house if you have a dog.
That's a well-known fact.
Yeah, yeah, they're too loud and they ruin everything, so their dogs will be there putting them off, yeah.
Right.
Their dogs are... boogeymen are allergic to dogs. Everybody knows that.
There's one that'll cheer you up. Amanda and her sciatica are saying there's a bit of a whiff of Halloween in the air.
Shut up. Too early for that.
I thought you were okay with Halloween.
I am alright, it's August, come on now. Can we calm down a little bit? I hope your sciatica is a little bit irritating this morning now because of that text. not terribly, just a little bit.
Chainsaw Man saying it's a horrible morning in the county of Limerick apparently. And morning lads, Phil and Aaron are on the way to work, which I think is a relief to all of us.
Yeah.
You don't normally get a pair of or a bit of work out of that pair.
That's what I've heard.
To be fair,
yeah.
Normally you don't get a day's work out of them.
Yeah, they're about as good as a sciatica on a rainy day. That's what I've heard. Just telling you what was on the grapevine, lads.
George Harrison, Got My Mind Set On You here at Classic Hits. 6:15, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that this morning on this Tuesday, 13th of August, which apparently is Brooke's birthday today. She's 8. I don't think she's going to be up at this time of the morning, is she? Little Brooke.
It's very early for an 8-year-old. If you are up, remember, Brooke, no matter what your parents tell you, you don't have to get up at this time.
No. It's a
lie.
Even
if you have to go 3 hours to school, just tell them you don't need it.
Anyway, Nanny Snoopy, or as we know her, Mary and Santry, wanted to say happy birthday.
There you go.
I don't think
she'll
be up at this time, to be perfectly honest with you. And Dan in Cork says it's a great day in Cork. Hope it's the same in Narnia and where the artificial South Dubs live.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Dan in Cork, he's a harsh man, but occasionally he does stumble across a bit of funniness.
Yeah, fairness to him. That's not a bad one.
Right.
And I, you know something? I know that's exactly what I am.
But an artificial Southside dub.
But you know what I mean? They don't judge. Only we judge them.
Mm. Which is the way it should be.
Yeah,
now, come here, listen. We're on to the birthdays, right? Now, there's only three, right? My apologies in advance, there's only three. So it is going to take a Herculean effort. Herculean effort. To get these, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you need a 3 out of 3 on it.
Right, well, that's
and the other thing
that's
I have to apologize.
Some chance I'll be off now.
The other thing I have to apologize for you, or to you for, is the fact that, you know, I often try and give you a big build-up. I often try and give you a big introduction, especially when you come back from your adventures in Cork, having been acting and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I've been known to play the odd drum roll, play the odd piece.
There'll be none of that today, no.
Play the odd piece of dramatic music.
Yeah.
But I have to apologise, because I have never been able to give you an introduction quite like this first bloke. Have a listen to this.
It's time to meet the record-breaking, history-making, 16-time the champion of the world! It's Phil! The Power Taylor!
Now that's...
Oh my
now
God!
That is an introduction.
Two things that are absolutely outrageous about that clip, right?
Yeah.
Number one, that is for us. It's for a darts player and not a snooker player. Right? That's one amazing thing that doesn't make any sense. And number two, he's not in the clip at all. And it's his birthday. It's just an introduction to the man.
I know. I was going to try and find...
my God,
you know,
what an intro that is.
...interviews and all that. But, I mean, how do you... That is... I mean, that gives you... You know, if only I had hair on the back of my neck, it'd be standing up now.
What an unbelievable intro. He goes on as long as a whole leg of a darts match.
It's like, this bit here is a bit like a clip from what do you call it, a Bill Withers song.
And the world,
lovely day. And I know it's gonna be.
My favourite bit is this bit. Is when he actually introduces me, and the thunderclaps come in.
It's
Phil. That's amazing.
I love that.
That is incredible.
One of these days, buddy, I'm going to put one of those together for you. It's PJ.
Except you'll have it done as fart or something. It's PJ. The idiot.
The pigeon.
Gallagher. Yeah, that's the way you love it. Yeah. Yes,
man, I love that intro. I mean, to be fair to this guy, right? And I know you're not. Are you a darts fan?
I'm a very, very passing interest. Yeah. I don't know much about
this guy. Probably doesn't get the credit he deserves. Like, if anybody else, right, was a 16-time world champion.
Yeah, in anything.
I mean, like, I don't know. Can anybody compete with that?
I doubt it very much. 16. And nobody's like, you know what I mean? When it comes to athletics and stuff, it's very hard to dominate for 16 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To any sort of athletic sport. So that's probably...
Like over 100 televised tournaments or something he's won.
Oh, my
God. It's incredible character.
Yeah. And he looks like he'd mug you, to be honest. Do you know what I mean?
He does. No, he looks like a gentle... nowadays, he looks like a gentle old man.
Yeah, right. All of them old darts players look like they just robbed a load of diamonds off the back of a truck. I gotta say, he's 61.
Not a bad effort, buddy. Not a bad effort. 59.
I'm raging.
59.
I'm raging.
Right, let's get back to a sport you know a bit more about. The old football. Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer. Look, I remember Alan Shearer. God, he was a... Well, if you're like us and you're a United fan, it's just you have to hate him and that's the end of it.
It's obligatory.
Because he was part of that Blackburn
and
nonsense.
I met him and I hate
him. Oh, and he was rude.
Yeah.
You said he was rude,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I remember I was trying to get an autograph for one of the lads, one of my kids at the time. And it was when he was playing. He wasn't with Newcastle. Or was he with Newcastle at the time? Can't remember. Anyway, and one of his teammates, whose name I can't remember, and it's a terrible shame because the teammate was an absolutely sound bloke. Red-haired fella. Anyway, a really, really, really nice fella.
Yeah.
And Shearer didn't even look. Took the piece of paper off the teammate, scribbled on it, handed it back to him. Didn't even acknowledge me standing there.
Oh.
So I said immediately, do you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Roy Keane to slap you in the mouth.
I can't wait till he slaps you in the mouth. Big smelly head off you. Look at you. Oh, yeah. He likes to paint himself as the sort of... happy northern, you know, sound every man of the everybody, but he's not at all.
Yeah.
He's a sniggledy snake in a Blackburn short. Yeah, that's
well, I mean, he's a Newcastle legend.
Who cares? He won nothing with them.
You know he has a bar named after him. Yeah. Shearer's Bar.
Yeah. Yeah. He won nothing with them.
Well, I mean, obviously it's called Shearer's Bar. If it was named after him and it was called Gallagher's, it'd be a bit unusual.
It would be a bit... Yeah, sure, he won nothing with Newcastle. Even as a manager and all, he went back. He didn't win.
Sure, he got them relegated. Well, yeah. He didn't get them relegated, but he was.
No, but he was
in charge at the time.
Did his best for it. I'll say that. What is he? He's in his 40s anyway.
Yeah.
Right? I'll say he's about 46.
49.
Ah, fat.
49.
Ah,
right.
Fat.
And then the last one, just to complete the set. Fergal Sharkey.
Ah!
A man of a good heart.
A good heart these days is hard to find. It's unreal, isn't it?
It's
tough growing
to
up in Derry with this voice of mine.
But to be fair, it's a shame that he... Well, maybe it's not a shame. I'm sure he doesn't care. Probably made him a lot more money. But I mean, like, he was the Undertones, you know?
Yeah, I know.
My Perfect Cousin and...
Yeah, Here Comes the Summer.
Yeah, you know,
all that stuff. All that cool
brilliant
stuff.
And then he like just punk almost.
Yeah, and then he decided to turn around and go, a good heart.
Yeah.
These days is hard to find.
You little thief.
Yeah, yeah.
You
obvious
little bandit.
You little rogue. Whatever the hell it was, yeah.
Yeah. You changed, Fergal. You changed. You sold out.
Oh, he absolutely sold out, James. Yeah.
And by the way, I would be willing to sell out if anybody would offer me any money.
Music in this money of mine. Yeah, he was sort of a strange looking fella. I always think
did
of him.
Did he go on to be like a big executive or something, or a big power in the industry or something?
Having a clue. He always reminds me of your man Marty Pello. The two of them look kind of like each other. What? They do. Yeah.
Oh,
they do.
I don't know about that, buddy.
Ah, they have.
I mean, with the best will in the
before
world.
Their time, but sorry.
With the best will in the world, I don't think Fergal Sharkey now is a looker.
No, it's like they look.
And
like,
I mean, this is me saying it. Like so.
No. They're exactly like brothers. It's just Fergal Sharkey looks like the one that was kept in the basement.
Yeah. Fed through the door.
Yeah, and Marty was getting all the special treatment for the folks, and they were there going, go down to feed your brother, and they put it into the bowl and all. And Marty was there, you know, and Marty was there going, hey, Fergal, what? What you doing? And Fergal would be there, I'm over here in the corner of
Fergal would be there going, how come you're my brother and you're from Scotland and, you know, I'm from Ireland?
That's why you're in the basement, isn't it? You silly wee paddy. Hey, you shut your mouth and eat your chum.
Oh, dear.
Right,
anyway.
I got to say, Fergal Sharkey is 62.
Oh, 61.
Ah, fat.
You weren't a million miles away. But
not by more than, I guess.
To be honest with you, I just want to play the Phil the Power Taylor intro again.
Yeah, do it again.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 6:32. How are you this morning?
Fine form, lads.
Good stuff indeed. Yeah. How's your twitchy eye?
My twitchy eye stopped.
Ah, you're not a whinge and winker anymore.
No, thankfully
did you go? Did you go on the B12 and the magnesium?
No, I didn't, but I did hear that advice. But apparently it's stress or lack of sleep or all those boring things.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever it was,
so what
it's
would
gone.
Have you stressed?
Working with you.
Or lacking in sleep.
Working with you.
Excuse me.
Unbelievable.
Well, we get up in the middle of the night.
We're the best. We are the best part of your day.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
You actually are nearly.
Don't.
But
don't
it's better than cooking and cleaning and looking after kids. This is what I do when I go home. So
Yeah.
I guess we're a bit easier than that.
She never cooks and cleans for us, does she, BJ?
Excuse me, I cook for you regularly.
She does cook for us, to be fair.
Yeah,
the old turkey rashers in the sandwich maker. I'm going to tell you something, she's still a MacGyver of the kitchen.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I think I'm going to write a book.
The Survivalist Guide to Office Cooking,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
So it's literally just you and a sandwich maker.
Me, a sandwich maker, a toaster is handy.
And a Swiss Army knife.
And a Swiss Army knife, yeah. Can't go wrong.
And €10. Jeepers, you do a Christmas dinner with that.
Do you want to challenge me? I will.
I tell you something, that's what we need. We need another excuse to get food in, don't we? Because Charlie used to cook it up and we'd get the sausages or we'd get the whatever delivered.
That's right, yeah.
We'd get our food parcels.
No one sent us a food parcel for ages.
Yeah, so what's going on? We haven't had a food parcel in ages in here.
We're starving.
What do we ask for?
What, yeah.
I'll ruin it and say crisps. You can't cook them.
Oh, but you can make a mean ham and crisp sandwich. Preferably if they're ham and crisp sandwich. Preferably if they're tato smoky bacon. I'll give the plug there now. That's my favourite. My ultimate sandwich. Ham and smoky bacon crisps.
Ham and crisps?
Yes.
Wow.
That sounds strange to me. Ham and crisps.
I do like crisps whenever I have a sandwich.
And he loves a bit of ham.
Yeah, well, there you go. My son, I came home to find my 10-year-old son a few weeks ago eating. He'd made himself food, which is progress. That's good.
Well done.
He was having a banana and crisp sandwich.
Oh.
There's one for you now.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you call anybody about it?
It might have been the last sandwich he ever made if I did.
Womack and Womack and Teardrops, Sierra Classic Hits, and your Get Up and Go song, The Rhythm of the Night, from Corona, just ahead of that. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 13th of August. As always, 087-188-0008, free to get us on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Lara on the Rank has checked in. I think this one might be designed for you again, PJ. He says that he just saw a Mayo jersey in a skip in Glasnevin.
Ah, sure, that's a good thing. That's a great thing for anybody to see there now. That's the end of that.
Amanda's not happy with you, slagging off her sciatica.
Well, you know something, Amanda, it didn't come from nowhere. You know what I mean?
If you hadn't brought up Halloween,
there's a whiff of Halloween off on a lovely morning in August. Well, even if it is raining, I wouldn't have had to go with you. So there you go.
Ray J's been on to put me straight. He says, PJ, Jim, Tony McCoy won the Jump Jockey Championship 20 years in a row.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Beats Phil the Power Taylor's 16 world championships.
Is that a world thing, jump jockey?
No, it's more of an English thing, really. Jockey is kind of... It's the English one, is really.
Right, so it's still not a world champion.
I don't know.
There's no world champion like Phil the Power Taylor.
I'm not a racing aficionado, so I don't know for sure. Ray J will probably put us right on it.
I don't know why they don't just race themselves without the horses.
Yeah. Also, somebody was on saying, morning, boys, I'm a Newcastle fan, and the only ginger I can think of that Shearer played with is Jack Colback, who's still there. It might not have been Newcastle. Maybe Shearer was with... Was it Leicester before Newcastle? Or Blackburn? Blackburn, was it?
Was he?
No.
I only remember him with Blackburn when they beat United that time in the league. Do you remember with Kenny Dalglish as the manager?
It was Blackburn before Newcastle, was it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Right, well, maybe he was with Blackburn at the time. I can't remember.
You're going way back in the day now, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when was that? What year was that? 94 or something, or 95 or something like that, was it?
What, when he played with?
When they won it, when Blackburn won the Premier League.
It was the second one. United won the first one. Blackburn won the second one, did they? Or did United win the first two and then Blackburn won?
Geez.
Anyway, whatever.
You're not asking me all these questions, am I?
You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
Blooming Newcastle fan brought it up.
Oh, here it is. It was 1994-95 when he won it.
Right.
With Blackburn.
So the first premiership was 92-93, was it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Okay. Something like that, yeah.
Right, morning PJ and Jim. I think you're brilliant. Well, straight away, we're on side with you. We think you're brilliant too.
Yeah, unless you're going to start harping on at me now again, like a lot of people.
Great.
Then we'll be giving you sciatica as well.
Great to wake up to you every day. Miss you on Sundays. Look at that, PJ.
No.
There's somebody who, you know, you're depriving them of yourself on Sunday.
Now, don't give Jim ideas. He already has us on a Saturday as it is.
Anyway.
He's unrepentant, so he is.
Could you wish me a happy birthday for tomorrow and say a big hello to my nephew, Ross? Love from Jen. So, happy birthday to you, Jen. And
hail you, Ross.
And you could have texted us tomorrow and, you know, we would have wished you a happy birthday on your birthday.
Nah, sure, do it again. Yeah. We'll have forgotten. We're ages like that. We're easily bought, easily sold.
Correct. Paul and Leary was on to say the funniest thing you ever saw involving Fergal Sharkey. Fergal Sharkey's birthday it was today. Apparently he appeared on Top of the Pops singing that song, A Good Heart, his big hit. And accidentally dropped the microphone, but the song kept playing, proving the point that he was miming.
Yeah.
Says his face was priceless.
Of course it was. Yeah, that was I think Top of the Pops eventually admitted, didn't they, that all of it was completely done.
And then during the 80s, it was all kind of lip synced, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then they changed it in the 90s, where the music was a backing track, but you had to sing.
Sing live.
That was the changed part of it.
Yeah.
So then it died.
Then they realised everybody was rubbish.
And then they were like, nobody wants to hear it anymore. Yeah, so that was the end of Top of the Pops, really.
Emer and Mark are headed to work. Here, Jim, did you sneakily dub your voice in over We Built This City? Sounds fierce like you.
It does, doesn't it? Sounds exactly like him.
No, it doesn't. For God's sake, what was that? 85 or so? I hadn't even started me radio career.
It sounds exactly like
85 when that song was made.
Yeah,
looking out over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Looking out over the
Breaker.
Breaking the gate at 98.
CB.
Yeah, but I just same.
PJ's got all Convoy.
That's the way you did radio back in the day.
Hey, rubber ducky.
Yeah.
We even got a bear in the air.
Yeah, that's the way you did it back then.
Oh my God, Breaker.
If you hear any ads on, it's because there's the pigs are on to the radio station. It'd be all that, like, gives me giving it.
Oh, that was before my
back
time.
Back in the pirate days, when Jim used to do it.
Wear a patch.
And then the patch of the parrot on the shoulder.
Parrot, yeah. Tell you something. compared to me co-host now. Yeah. Bring back that parrot.
Parrot used to do the news and everything.
Parrot, yeah. What's the traffic looking like, Parrot? It's fantastic.
Jabbed!
Right, okay, and there's loads more. Listen, we will get through them, I promise. But just to fill you in on today, of course, no hit bit today because it was won yesterday on a Double Money Monday.
Yeah. €1,900 was stolen off us yesterday. Yeah.
If you missed it,
I actually still can't believe it.
Yeah, if you missed it, we'll play it for you again, let you hear what it was in case you missed out on all of that. So we'll play that for you in the next hour. But it's gone, we'll replace it. Though we do have the chance for you to win yourself a fabulous stay at Maldron Hotel, Belfast City. Another little round of Celeb in the Bed. We're playing that every day this week. So a great little hotel stay up for grabs on that. The breakfast table quiz. That got off to a sort of okay. What
six,
was it?
I think, six. Isn't it? Yeah, six is the score to beat there. So we should do that.
Yeah, and again, seven or more. Prizes every day on the breakfast table quiz this week. You have a prize just for coming on and playing with us, as well as playing for the big prize at the end. And loads of bits and pieces going on. Apparently, yeah. We're talking luck. We're talking laws. We're talking, who knows what?
Googling symptoms for GPs instead of paying your doctor.
Wow.
Never a good idea, to be honest with you.
Anyway, all of the way. Never a good idea. And if you need to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. I have anything further to add at this point?
Loads, but you know something, I'll hang on.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, don't worry, Jim.
Yeah.
I'll go looking for your parrot, you can have the two of us next week.
Ah, very special song for PJ and myself. Many's the competition we won with that song.
Oh, well, I tell you.
It was only the once, actually. But still, doesn't matter. It was a big victory.
It was a big victory. We beat Garrett O'Callaghan, the monster of classic hits at the time. The undefeatable man at the time.
Yeah. I'm going to be from the Proclaimers here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 12 minutes past 7 on this Tuesday. And if you're not feeling, you know, particularly well, if you think you may have an ailment or whatever.
Oh, that music.
Sniggering about in the background.
You
there.
Playing that music, you're making it very intense on me here.
Because, yeah, if you're wondering, what is wrong with me? Well, I'll tell you something. Here's the very thing you should never, ever, ever do.
Yeah. Well, you know what you should do for a start, before you even get into that, you know. You should at least go to your pharmacy and say, listen, I have an ailment and I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a spot in me coolies and I have a bit of an itchy thing in me there. And me a bit of a cough in me, bit of me rubbing me wrong.
In other words, get a bit of, like, you know, proper
professional opinion.
Advice.
And if the pharmacy says go to the doctor or whatever, or you just think you should go to the doctor in the first place, go to the doctor.
Right.
But like Jim was telling you, for the God's sake, for the love of anything, don't be getting onto the internet and Googling your symptoms. And it appears it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Because it's bizarre. Just by coincidence, I don't know whether the papers were listening to us yesterday, but we said this very thing,
didn't we?
Like,
yeah.
The worst thing you can do is, like, Google sort of ailment you have.
Yeah, you're there going, right,
Ends well. You end up kind of, like, checking your life insurance.
Even if it's normal. It's lunchtime and I'm a bit hungry. And I went to the toilet earlier. Put it into Google. Oh, my God. I've got syphilis.
Somebody get me the number of a funeral arranger, because it's not looking good.
I've either got syphilis or a lethal ear infection. It's unbelievable the things you find out that are all wrong. So here's the way it works, right? So more of us than ever are going to the internet for searches for all of these things. So here's the things, right?
Right.
Here's some of the Googled questions and stuff. The number one Googled sentence: how to know if chest pains are serious. Jesus, go to your doctor. Seriously. You know, here's the answer. You don't need Google. You go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you know.
Yeah.
Or you go to at least your pharmacy.
The thing you have to understand with the internet is it's just taking words. It doesn't understand the gist of what it's literally seeing. It's seeing chest pain, serious. And it's going to give you back the rough stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't get the two, you know, all the little bits and the twos and the r's. Yeah. How to know if chest pains are serious?
Somebody put it into Google. Yeah. Now, would you be thinking that they'd be serious, like, imagine putting that sentence in?
Yeah, yeah. Google just goes,
well, I don't know what you're talking about. Tell him he's having a heart attack.
And then Google's way of playing safe is to go, heart attack.
Yeah.
That's how Google plays safe. It goes the worst. And that rose 8,781%, just that question alone, between 2015 and 2018.
Oh, my God.
So that shows you how the levels that we're, like, hitting the internet, right? Other words such as acne, IBS.
Right.
There's some poor fella getting in trouble for farting around the house, that is. alongside...
That's it.
Isn't it? That's what that is. Someone saying
to
you.
We were talking about that yesterday.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Every time you walk into the house, the smell of you. I don't know what you be eating in your ma's house. Oh my God, you're disgusting.
Yeah, but there's something wrong with you. You want to get that scene to.
And you know then he sits there with the phone. What are you looking at on your phone?
Very smelly.
And she thinks
fart.
He's looking at something totally, then you get him in trouble and he's just going, is IBS serious? How do you know if you have IBS? You know, that's more like it. Alongside the word treatment, that's another one that's very searched for. 100,000 times a year, actually. Acne, IBS and treatment. 100,000 times a year. Meanwhile, we're getting worse at getting help from the actual GP. So only 39% of us have lived with a condition for longer than, or have lived with a condition for far longer than we needed to because we're too embarrassed to talk to the GP about it.
Too embarrassed?
Yeah. You lads, that'd be mostly lads now, let's be honest. Come on, that's mostly lads. Be lads.
You mean it's
big red spot or big, like every time they pee, it be hurting them and all. And they'd be like, I'm not going into the doctor and showing them Mickey and all. No way. I'm not a weirdo. He'd be all laughing at me and everything. No, he won't be laughing at you. No one's laughing at you. He sees 100 Mickeys a day. Just go in, show him your Mickey, and get out. And chances are, within a week, you're going to be fine.
Now, can we just point out, in terms of PJ's advice, that's assuming that's the area you have a problem. Don't go in and show it to him if it's an ear infection. We're just saying, you know what I mean? Like,
what's wrong? Why? What do you take your William for? You have an ear infection.
Well, PJ said it on the radio. I'm going to show it to you.
It's the way it's.
Yeah, but you've got. It's an ear thing you've got. What are you doing with it? Put that away.
Oh, I thought you held on to it. I'd tell you to take my temperature. Anyway, I digress, so to speak, right? Yeah, that'd be some way to take someone's temperature. I'm just going to hold on to that for a second. You breathe in my ear. And an astonishing 12% of people are currently suffering from something they are reluctant to seek medical help for at all. Just, again, remember the lads here took me to the doctor. Remember that.
Yeah.
And for that very sort of, because we thought that I may have had a prostate problem. And the lads, to be fair, were delighted that I may have to get a full prostate examination. Thankfully, it didn't come to that. And it wasn't that embarrassing. And it was actually grand. And not only that, but it sorted me right out.
There you go.
So there you go, lads. I'm aiming this at the lads. I'm presuming there's women like this as well. But I do think it's mostly a boys thing.
That
they won't go to doctors.
Yeah.
Like, lads, and saving up. I know he's saying, but lads, save up for a doctor. They go, right, I have a bad elbow and I have a pain in my knee. Right, but I'm holding on for something serious before I go to the doctor.
Yeah, you need at least three things.
Yeah, don't be.
While I'm here, about 2 years ago, I had this thing, right?
And do you ever do where you want value for your money so much, you start bringing in someone else's problems? Do you ever do that?
By the way, just while I'm here, a friend of mine was saying to me.
Yeah, yeah. So she, herself at home now, she goes, I rushed across her chest there. Just across the top. What do you think that is? I can't see it. Well, just, you know what I mean? I only have two problems. I feel like getting the advice I need for three. So what would you think it is? I have a picture of it here on my phone.
You can always plan for it and go. Now, just a matter of interest. In a couple of years now, if I was to get, say, for example, I just want to make a note, you know what I mean? Save me having to come back and all.
Just I'm 43 now, so if the prostate starts acting up, what are the symptoms? So there you go,
looking, for God's sake, get some proper advice. Don't be trusting Google and the Tinternet to sort it out.
And least of all, everybody, please don't trust yourself. Because even if the internet gives you the right answers, you'll jump to the wrong conclusions. Go to your doctor. Pay the 50 quid. I know it hurts.
It's Journey and Don't Stop Believing here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We have to play that song for Tom and Cork. To say that he's been on a journey, he's been on many, 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 many journeys because Tom was on to say that he's been running 40 marathons course of 36 weeks.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
And he's doing it to raise money for Cork Simon community. And the last one is happening this weekend.
That's absolutely incredible. Fair play to you. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Can't even give you a proper shout out because all we know is it's Tom from Cork and he just said, look, would you give us a bit of a shout out after 7? He actually texted in yesterday about this. And 40 marathons in 36 weeks to raise money for the Simon community.
Oh, here, give us as much details as we can for that because that's amazing. That's
incredible.
Jeepers, how fit do you have to be? And how wrecked is he going to be? Go to your doctor when you're finished, Simon.
Whatever you do, don't go Googling how you feel.
Don't be Googling anything. Just get to your doctor. You're going to need... someone chip in and get that man some good physio treatment. He's going to need it.
Absolutely. Actually, what you need, Tom, is a bit of a... You need an away day. That's what you need. We have the very thing for you. Chance to win it on the way with Maldron Hotels. We got a fabulous stay, two nights for two people at the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City. If you can identify our celeb in the bed, that's on the way in about 20 minutes. And by the way, we had a winner on the hit bit yesterday. If you missed out on it, if you still don't know what it was, all that sort of stuff, all will be revealed before 8 this morning.
Word to your mother.
Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Yeah, when will I be famous? Famous people is what it's all about for your chance to win with the Maldron Hotel Belfast City. The idea is you've got to identify the famous celeb in the bed.
That's it, the celeb in the bed. Who is it?
Yesterday we got off to a cracking start.
Yeah, we got off.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. I think it's more or less the same today.
You reckon?
Yeah, well, down to the absolute accuracy of my incredible impressions.
Well, that is
true.
I suppose people do have a distinct advantage of having you doing the impersonation.
Pretty much like the exact person in the room.
It is exactly that. So the idea is this, right? We have an overnight stays to give away every day this week. It's all thanks to Maldron Hotels and partners. So you could win yourself a two-night stay for two adults at the Maldron Hotel Belfast City. All you have to do is to guess, as we say, the celeb in the Maldron Hotel bed, okay? And these are family-friendly hotels. There's loads of locations all around Ireland. It's not just Belfast City, obviously. There's the likes of Galway, Cork, Limerick, Derry, Portlaoise, Dublin, Wexford. Absolutely perfect for a city break or a bit of a family getaway. Spacious rooms, state-of-the-art leisure centres, gourmet dining, award-winning service, lots more. You can make it Maldron. Right, so who is it in the Maldron Hotel bed today?
Well, let's find out, I guess. Let's find out how Jim woke up this morning. He records it every day.
If you know, 087-188-0008, your answer and your name and location, get it to us on WhatsApp. Oh, man, I enjoy... What the? What are you doing in my bed?
Hello, Paddy Jim. Time for you to wake up and butter my scone.
What are you doing? It's my room.
Is it really? I think you'll find it's my room. Time to butter me up too.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the man who won you in a raffle. Now get up and do as you're told, bad boy.
See what I mean? I mean, who
That's
else
really
would it be?
It's a really weird bit in that.
Yeah, okay, I'm still working on the laugh. You know what I mean?
Right, so who is that famous person in the bed, right? Other than me, obviously. Who is that person in the bed? 087-188-0008.
Somebody answers like that.
On WhatsApp, we need your answer and your name on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008 for your chance to win two-night stay for two people at the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City, right? Any ideas?
Yeah.
087-188-0008.
You wanted the difference, the answers, everything from Boris Johnson to Chris Eubank coming in so far.
Oh, what? You mean they don't identify your absolutely immaculate impersonation, no?
Obviously. It's not as clear as I wanted it to be. It must be the laugh, Jim. I let myself down with the laugh.
Right. Do you want to hear it again? Mike, was it worth another spin?
Oh, God.
Right, okay.
Now I'm not sure I feel comfortable with this myself.
Just for the sake of clarity, here we go again. Oh, man, I enjoy... What the? What are you doing in my bed?
Hello, Paddy Jim. Time for you to wake up and butter my scone.
What are you doing? It's my room.
Is it really? I think you'll find it's my room. Time to butter me up too.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the man who won you in a raffle. Now get up and do as you're told, bad boy.
Yeah, it doesn't make for comfortable listening a second time either, I'll be honest with you.
Right. Who is this? Who is the famous celeb in the bed? 087-188-0008. Your answer and your name.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! Hey, brought it back.
Oh.
Right at the very end.
Because Mike's not in the room. Because he's back outside.
You felt empowered.
He's outside the window because it's already been won now. I've nothing to lose, do I?
That's it.
You know what I mean?
As PJ said, it has been won. Just in case you weren't with us yesterday for any reason, if you missed out on it, Monday, of course, always a double money Monday. So the jackpot yesterday was €1,900 when we set off to play.
And it was, it's definitely actually the hardest hit bit we've ever had.
Well,
but when it came down
this.
To it, the noise of it, it was a drum. It was the beat of a drum. It came down to the beat of a drum.
Exactly.
But with a pretty good clue.
As it turned out. And in case you missed it, right, and you don't know what it was all about, this is what happened.
First on the phone this morning, Alison Landman in Cork. How are you, Alison?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. What do you reckon? We'll try and get you a few quid. What do you think it is?
I think, is it Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now?
So Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now, Michael?
I tell you, lads, if this is wrong, I mean, who can it be now? Who, PJ, I asked you that. I said, who can it be if this is wrong? Like?
Yeah, he's not letting this go.
But Alison Landman in Cork, the good news is, you just won €1,900!
No way! What?
Yes!
Get out of here!
Right answer.
Get out of here!
Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now?
It's Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? €1,900 for Alison.
Oh my god!
I did it, win!
So there you have it. That's how it went down.
So there it is. So she, fair play to Alison. God knows what she's doing. She didn't stop laughing from the second she found out.
Yeah.
So she's obviously having a great time.
Great day to win it as well. A Double Money Monday, €1,900.
So does that mean we go again? We go again, lads? Yeah,
probably next week. I suspect we'll kick it all off again. So it turned out to be Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? And of course, the clue, to be fair to Mike, was a good one because the clue was, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
Who can it be now?
Haven't got a clue.
I haven't got a clue.
There you go. So fair play. Well done again, Alison. Jeepers. Bang it. Thank God we didn't do our usual thing and top it up. You know what I mean? Could have been.
Oh, we should have done that, yeah. Although that would have been 50 quid a piece.
I know.
Although if you brought Mike in, we could have got Mike to do 80 quid of it. Tenner each then from you and I.
Should have done it.
Should have done that.
Should have done. That's what you get for stealing my thunder on the singing bit. Anyway, now when you start a new hip, I'm going to have to start a new thing there. I'm going to have to do away with the singing and bring in something new.
Right. Yeah. Rapping, maybe.
And something we have to make his puns harder as well, right?
Yeah, Madonna and Lucky Star here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 7 minutes to 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. Time to give you the answer to our Maldron Hotel competition, Celeb in the Bed. We played you our little piece of PJ impersonating a very, very, very famous person in the bed in the Maldron Hotel.
Yes.
And all you had to do was identify who it was. And the idea is that then you could win yourself a two-night stay for two at the Maldron Hotel in Belfast City, one of their fabulous hotels across the country. Dublin, Wexford, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Derry, Port Leash are the other ones. Ideal for a city break or a family getaway. You can check it all out and make it Maldron. So the idea was, we played you the clip. It was a bit of a strange one, especially when you consider it featured this. But anyway.
Okay, maybe it wasn't as clear as I imagined it was.
Can we give some of the wrong guesses?
I think so. We had some bizarre guesses. Simon Coveney being one of them, which is kind of hilarious.
What, Shane Ross was guest. David Norris was guest. Brian or Stewie from Family Guy. My favourite one, though, I would love to have given a prize to the person who guessed the Honey Monster.
That deserves a prize. It deserves a prize.
Graham Norton was guest. There were so many. John Cleese was guest.
Kenneth Williams. Yeah.
Bizarre.
So there you go. But it was, of course, none of those people. It was, I thought it was more obvious. It was supposed to be Prince Charles. Yeah. He does that all the time. It's supposed to be Charlie Windsor himself, old Charlie Pants, supposed to be.
Despite all of that, lots of people did manage to get it right. They did recognise that it was meant to be Prince Charles. So who's won it then? Who's the name that's going
to
win
it? I have to do that as well. I'm still rattled after listening to my own voice, to be honest with you. The winner is Brian White in Cork. So well done, Brian White. You are the winner. You correctly identified. You obviously have a good ear for identifying Prince Charles.
Well done. So off you go to the Maldron Hotel, Belfast City, for a fabulous two-night stay for two. And as I say, you can check out their spacious bedrooms, state-of-the-art leisure centres, gourmet dining, award-winning service, lots more. Make it Maldron. Another chance to win on the show tomorrow, by the way. And on the way after 8 o'clock, breakfast table quiz. Only 6 to beat at the moment on that.
6 to beat in the breakfast table quiz. 7 or more, that means you're in the lead. So it's a good day to play. 087-188-0008. Give us a shout in the WhatsApp right now.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com. Classic hits.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, 9.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, 13th of August. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, as always, if you need to give us a shout. And you might remember, actually, I think it was while you were off, PJ.
Yeah.
Last week, that myself and Mike were in doing the show, and I mentioned to Mike that I had failed the NCT.
You did fail the NCT.
Failed it dismally.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, your man was very, decent about it. He said, look, it's just wear and tear. I mean, in fairness, your car is prehistoric. It's 12 years old. I mean, what do you expect or whatever?
I thought the modern day that 12 years old is very young for a car.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You know, the way they make them now, they always say that.
I'm surprised that coming from you.
This thing will last you 50, 40 years, 54.
You that drives a spaceship, the Batmobile.
I don't think I do, though, you see.
The shenanigans that you have to go through.
Oh, you do, yeah, it's a nightmare. Sure, I remember the last time I went to an NCT, I took my mother's car to the NCT. Do you remember? I broke down outside the NCT centre. Yeah. I had to get towed from the NCT
Well,
centre.
At least I didn't have that episode that you had. And I think Mike had it as well, where they looked at you and go, I'm illegally obliged to advise you that your car is unsafe to drive.
Yeah, and I was like, what's that mean? He says, you can't drive, you can't take it home. I was like, He says, so if you saw me driving at home, I had to wait till he turned around and drove off on my own. Well, I know you shouldn't do that.
I was going to say you broke the law.
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you something. I'll do it again.
Wow. You're a rebel.
I'll do it again.
You're a rebel. But anyway,
I broke the law loads of times.
I know my car
is old.
Every
time you turn your back, I'd be doing you. Yeah. That's it.
PJ once said that my car was powered by me, that my feet came out the end and it ran along Flintstone style.
When he turns on the radio, he goes,
I have to put money in the meter to put the lights on and all in my car. It's terrible. But anyway, but apparently I'm not the worst of NCT people.
Well, I tell you something, I don't know. Here's the big list, right? The big list of the most successful, right? So I think this list is, I would never have seen it coming. If you let me look in my head, what would be the cars most likely to pass an NCT,
right.
I would never have thought of the cars that actually are the most likely to pass an NCT.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I just wouldn't.
Is there a list of the ones most likely to fail?
There's a few of them mentioned, but not a
and
list
does it,
as
does
such.
It have my name in brackets beside them?
It just says Aunt Jim McCabe is in. If you see Jim McCabe's feet sticking out the bottom of it,
it's likely to fail.
It says you don't stand much of a chance. Yeah. But it's kind of unbelievable, right? So the number one car.
Wait, do we have a top 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6,
oh my God.
Yes, we do.
Did you have to?
Yeah.
No, there's no number 10
well,
beside
I didn't want
it.
To do it if there was only 8. Do you know what I mean? It would have been a dramatic
if I
hadn't got down to number three and then realised I'd not left. Make.
Right, come on then, let's do it.
So here you go, in at number 10, the Peugeot 508. A 2013 508 has a pass rate of 72.9%. Unbelievable. If its main fault, if it does go, is lights and electrics.
Right.
That's surely the same with everything, right? If you're going to fail, it's always something stupid.
2013, that's not that old.
You turn on your air conditioning and the feckin' indicators go into flashing or whatever. Yeah, so there you go. A Renault, I've never heard of it. Captur. CAPTUR.
That's a relatively new model, isn't it?
2014 is the average year. 1,282 of them in Ireland. And if they fail, it's an engine noise and exhaust.
Engine noise?
Yeah. It's a bit mad.
It's a bit vague, that, isn't it?
Failing because your engine's too loud. Says who? Says your man.
Oh, I don't like it.
I'm not in the humour for
I was offended
it.
By it.
I'm not in the humour for hearing a Renault of a morning, so I won't be having that one. Yeah, number 8 then, a Hyundai iX20 or an iX20. 2013, the average year. 73.8% pass rate. Lights and electrics again if it goes. The Dacia Duster, the humble Dacia Duster. You can buy a new one of them for like €150 or something.
Great machines. Yvonne drives one of them. Absolutely swears by it.
Dacia, people that buy Dacias they're like...
You know they're really hard to get the four-wheel drive ones now?
Yeah,
you because... Because people who have them don't want to let them go.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Because they cost you. They are very cheap.
They're really good.
2014, the average year, 74% pass rate. Vehicle and safety equipment, if they go.
Right.
Safety equipment. She'd be cutting them seatbelts off if you had to. The Hyundai iX35 then, the average year, 2013. And lights and electrics, if they go. And Dacia again, in at number 5. Oh, is that 5? 5, 4, 3, 2, yeah. In at number 5.
With which?
Dacia Sandero, 2014, the average year, 77.8.7 will pass. Vehicle and safety equipment again, if they fail, right, which is very unlikely. Now we're into the top four. Volkswagen Tiguan. Is that how you say that?
A Tiguan.
Tiguan. Tiguan or Tiguan?
No, go with.
Right, I'll go with Tiguan. 2012 is
these
the
are all very new models, like. I still haven't.
2012?
I haven't heard of Fiesta or anything. But anyway, go on. Tiguan.
There's nothing over 2014.
Well, for God's sake, well, then you're laughing. You know what I mean? About going back to my day?
It's only 2 years off it. 78.3% pass rate in the El Tiguan. Steering and suspension, if it does go, which sounds like an expensive fix, but I don't know, what do I know? Nissan Juke in at number three. Way! I have to say, one of the ugliest little wagons I've ever seen in my life.
The Juke?
Yeah.
That's the kind of...
It does look like it's coin-operated, yeah. Right. I do not like them. They do look coin-operated. They look like there should be a handle on the back and you plug it in.
It looks a bit muscly.
It looks like it's cutting the grass as it goes along. So there you go. There's a 78.3% pass rate. The side slip test is what they fail on mostly, if they fail, which again, very unlikely. Then the Peugeot 208. 2014 is the average year, 81% pass rate, lights and electrics if they go. And the number one, ladies and gentlemen, a Skoda Yeti.
Wow. Is that because there's very few moving parts in it?
I can't, I suppose the pedals.
Skoda Yeti, that's like the dinky, is it?
Unbelievable.
You push that, you don't even have to worry about the engine failing in that.
I'm really surprised, right? The 2012 is the average year.
Yeah.
81.3% pass rate, lights and electrics if they do go, which of course is unlikely. I've said it for all of these because they are the top 10. But it's still called a Skoda Yeti. Yeah. And there's no getting away from that.
And by the way, they've all been 2012, 2013, 2014. What about the, the likes of your 07s? I know it's none of them are getting much of a mention.
He's obsessed with his own car. He's trying to see if his own... He's going to read out the registration of his own car. And if it's not on the list, he'd be disgusted.
No, I know
you're determined
to
get a win.
I know it's not on the list because it's already failed.
You're determined to get a win for your car one way or the other.
I'm just wondering if you can't afford all these modern machines.
It's unreal.
If we can't all afford Batmobiles like your one.
Batmobiles? Would you go away with the Batmobile? It's not a Batmobile.
It's a big, black, huge yoke that glides along and casts shadow, Mike, doesn't it? Cast shadow over buildings and all as it goes by and everything.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'll tell you something.
And there's lights on it everywhere. Yeah. Even placed on the wheels and all.
And if I hadn't bought it, I'd be able to afford me rent. So there's that element as well. I mean, I do look at it and think it was probably the most stupid purchase of my life. I do. But I love it.
But
like,
it is gorgeous.
But I do love it, yeah.
Billy Joel, tell her about it here at Classic Hits. 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. So if any of you were patting yourself on the back there, if you were driving any of those cars that PJ read out there in the top 10 of the cars most likely to pass an NCT test, well done to you. However...
He's determined to get to the bad ones.
If the rest of you are listening, wondering, God, I wonder how my yoke fares out, right? Well, listen... Here's the bad news, right? If you're driving any of these at the moment...
Yeah, in contrast to what we were talking about before, the model with the lowest pass rate in the among over 160 leading models when it comes to the NCTs is the Hyundai Trajet. So if your car rhymes with tragic, you're in trouble there.
Hyundai Trajet.
Yeah, only 20% or just under 20%. Whoa, or 20% getting NCT pass rating in the initial test.
Is that the similar average years of that sort of, 2012 to 2014?
It doesn't say. Other models where less than a third of vehicles passed the NCT last year, though, include the Opel Vectra.
Oh, that's a biggie.
It is a biggie, yeah. The salesman's car of choice.
The sales reps, man, yeah.
The Seat Cordoba, Chevrolet Kalos, Volkswagen Bora, Nissan Primera. Oh, jeepers. No wonder me ma's car broke out inside the NCT. A Peugeot 206. A Volkswagen
Sharp. Peugeot 206 was... Oh.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them on the road.
A Volkswagen Sharan. There's a Volkswagen Sharan.
Sharan.
A Hyundai Tucson. An Opel Vectra. They've already said that. And a Peugeot 307 and a Mazda 323.
So and that's the 323. Oh my God, yeah. There's a lot of them around.
Less than around a third of them only passed.
So that's the list of least likely to pass.
Least likely to pass that I have here.
If you're listening, driving one of them, get off the road, you're a hazard.
So if you're driving around in a tragic, Should be ashamed of yourself.
You'd be better off sticking your feet out the bottom and putting money in the meter to turn your lights on.
Yeah, it's a chitty chitty bang bang, basically, if you're in a tragedy this morning, isn't it? Chicka chicka.
I forgot you've been in my car, haven't you? Yeah, right, said Fred, I'm too sexy. That's another potential Jockaroki song for us, I reckon.
I think so, yeah.
I have a slight head start, quite literally a head start on that one, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could easily don half a football or something.
I'd say, yeah, stick a half a football on it.
And your leather trousers.
I'd love a pair of leather strides. It's not often I get an opportunity to stick on a pair of leather strides. So
get out the talcum powder.
If I get the chance, the opportunity, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim with this Tuesday, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, particularly if you fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz. You'd be mad not to, sure. If you come on and get nothing, you'll walk away with a prize. Prizes every day this week, and only 6 to beat at the moment. So let us know if you fancy playing. Magic Mike could be giving you a call back, getting you on. Have a go.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
In the meantime,
there's some bizarre laws I'm looking up here.
Right.
Mike gave me a hand. Well, it's a big readout of different laws that can get you in trouble in different countries. Now, obviously, we all know there's different laws in different countries.
And are you going along, ticking them off, going, yeah, broke that one. Broke that one. Yeah, did that.
I'll be honest with you, it's very hard not to break some of them. Like, Dubai is notoriously tough when it comes to, public displays of affection of any sort.
Right.
I mean, you can't even pet your dog, I don't think, in some countries like that. Like Saudi Arabia and stuff, you can get in awful trouble.
Right.
I think you can get in awful trouble for just knowing someone over there, can you? I think you can.
Do you know that person? Never saw them before.
Never saw them before. Are you sure?
You've been walking around with them all day. Never saw them before.
Never seen them before.
They're a stalker.
And then you'd wink over and he goes, "He doesn't know him. Whip him." So last year in Saudi Arabia, it was reported that a couple had been arrested after a man filmed himself giving his girlfriend a peck on the cheek. Filmed himself on the phone.
Wow.
There's no one even there.
Peck on the cheek.
It was during a driving lesson. And he gave his girlfriend a peck in the cheek.
And he got arrested.
And he got arrested for it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's the sort of strict level that we're talking about here. Dubai, as well, is one of those places.
But isn't there some mad ones around the country, around the world? Isn't there mad ones like that would have no bearing on anything? Like, you can't take a sheep into a chemist or something. You know,
In Ireland, I think it's illegal. I actually do think it's illegal. Some taxi drivers may let me know better. To drive your taxi in Dublin, actually, without having a full bale of hay in the back of it. I think that's an actual law in Ireland.
What?
Yeah, I think it is, because it goes back to the old, what's it called? The olden days laws. There's a name for them, I can't think of it. But because the taxis used to be horse-drawn.
Right.
And so if you didn't have the hay to feed them when you were taking the break, it was considered cruelty.
And so
they haven't changed it. So somewhere there's a law that still says a taxi needs to have a bale of hay in the back of it at all times.
Amazing. Imagine jumping into a taxi there. Jumping on a rank. Is there even ranks anymore? Now that there's
there's still ranks and all. Yeah, there is.
Jumping in and going, I'll stick this in the boot. No, you better take it with you into the back seat. I have the hay in the back there.
Give us a nibble of your hay, would you? Just give us a nibble of the hay in the boot. What do you mean you don't have any? Guard!
Yeah.
This fella's no hay.
Have this man arrested.
Yeah, so I'd like, and in Dubai, talking about horses, it's illegal to call someone a horse.
Oh my God, you'd never get away with that over here. How are your horse?
I know. Drogheda, for a start. I mean, they'd have to shut Drogheda down. How are your heart? I can't do the accent anymore, I forgot it. But a tourist in the UK, from the UK, Leila Shashrevesh, I think it is, she was taken into custody. She had her passport and all taken off her, and she was locked up for a couple of weeks or something. I made up the couple of weeks. She was taken into custody.
Right.
I hate when I'm not allowed to exaggerate. I have to give facts. It's terrible.
It's such a downer.
It really ruins journalism that you have to stick to the facts. Because they have this strict cyber crime law over there, where she called her husband an idiot, and he said his new wife was a horse, and she said it on social media. But the laws of the state law say you can't make defamatory comments of any kind online. So she got arrested for it, for saying that her fella's new fancy woman was a horse, and she gets arrested. She got arrested because she says your woman was a horse.
Oh my God.
I mean, let's be honest, in that situation,
there's a lot of worse things you could have imagined.
Those things she held back.
I think, yeah.
Horse.
She exercised control there.
Horses.
To be fair, you could say she reined herself in.
Oh my God. Look at the pawn joke. Mike lit up like a.
Oh, absolutely.
He lit up like a Christmas candle.
It's the face of glee out there.
And in San Francisco, it's absolutely, you can be sighted and fined in San Francisco if you're caught feeding a pigeon. So there you go, you can't...
Feeding a pigeon?
Yeah, they have a real pigeon problem over there, yeah.
Oh, right.
So you, if you, there's signs everywhere. I remember these signs myself when you're around the sort of Bay 52 or whatever, Pier 52 or something it's called. Something like that.
But Area 52.
Yeah, Area 51. That it says, there's signs that say report pigeon feeders. And a night...
pigeon?
Yeah. And there's a
phone number. It
makes
it sound
number.
So bad.
And there's a phone number.
Go on, you pigeon feeder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on, you. We know what you are, you feckin' pigeon feeder. Do you know what you are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You love a good gig now, don't you?
If I could get away with it, I'd call you a horse on the internet. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. But you don't even carry hay in your taxi. So there's loads of these laws. If anyone can think of any more of these laws,
check this
out,
right? I hope this is true. Becky in Dublin has literally just WhatsApped this in and says, hey, lads, there's an old law that's still valid in Trinity College that says... If you show up for an exam in a suit of armour, you're entitled to demand a quaff of ale while you sit your exam. even if you made that up, Becky, thank you. But if that is
true, that would be
brilliant.
What's
imagine
a quaff?
Rocking up there.
Even what is a quaff anyway?
Quaff of ale. I'll have a quaff of ale.
But there's a quaff like a hash full of ale, or what is it? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. It's probably a tankardy thing looking yoke.
A quaff of ale. Imagine.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Imagine walking down the street in a full suit of armour. What are you doing? Geography.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not history like what they said? No.
No, geography, yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Geography, yeah. Or biology tomorrow. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's me thinking the college
is like... can't even get out for a wee in this show.
The college is doing the internet. What am I talking about? The leaving cert, I'm about to say.
College is doing the internet.
God.
Oh, yeah. Been a while since you've been there, is it?
Yeah. Well, I've never done either, to be honest.
Mike in Galway says it's illegal in parts of Australia to see a cane toad and not kill it. Oh my God.
And not kill it?
Not kill it, because apparently they have a serious problem with them there.
Yeah,
so you're literally obliged to kill animals.
Isn't there some law that if you see a Welshman on your property in Cornwall, you can shoot him as well?
You're just inventing this
stuff. I am not.
You are.
I am not.
You, obviously, that's you bringing out your anti-Wales there.
I have no anti-Welsh in me at all. I think there's a law, there's some old law that you can shoot a Scotsman or a Welshman if you see him on your property walking around Cornwall or something like that.
That's something Dave McSavage made up. I told you once.
It might be,
yeah.
But I think it's actually a thing. I think it's one of them.
Jennifer in Kildare says, it's illegal to ski downhill in San Francisco, should it snow?
Ah, for feck's sake. Try
skiing uphill.
The whole city's made of hills.
So if it snows, you're not allowed to go skiing on the hills.
And you're not allowed to feed the pigeons, you're not allowed to ski downhill. Talk about a city that's allergic to having the crack.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
And
sure,
they're supposed to be liberal, huh?
Yeah, I know, you can do that's the thing.
By the way, somebody has texted in Hackney, not taxi, which I assume is your thing about having to carry hay.
Oh, is that what it is?
That if it's a Hackney.
Well, it's no wonder the Hackneys didn't last. You could only answer phone calls and you had to carry hay in the back. Is that it?
Barry in Cork now. Again, we're getting a bit. But he maintains that a pregnant woman can legally relieve herself anywhere that she deems, you know, she wants to, including a policeman's hat.
You see, I've heard this one before, right? That if you have to do a number, if you're caught doing a number one on the road, you can get in trouble, right?
Yeah.
But if you ask a guard or a PC copper over yonder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you have his hat to do a number two and if he has to give it to you? And I don't believe it. And I tell you something, you'd be a very brave man going up to a guard and saying, here, any chance I could grab your hat? Why? I'm bursting for a poo. It's not a law.
Let's see how that goes for you.
That is not a law.
They'll
bring you to a toilet in Pier Street.
Yeah.
You'll be locked up. In the bridewell.
It'll be in the corner of yourself.
There you go. Knock yourself out. You can do whatever you want to yourself over there.
Listen, if you do know of any strange ones that are genuine, let us know. Will you 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be Julie's.ie.
So this is what it's all about this week. The Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story, welcomes you this summer to enjoy the beautiful sights of Cove. Learn all about the Queenstown Story. You can learn all about the story of Irish emigration in its various forms. Trace your ancestors, maybe. Hear about the ill-fated Titanic and the Lusitania. Immerse yourself in Irish naval and military history. It's all there at the Cove Heritage Centre. Coveheritage.com is the website. And while you're there, you can stop off, have a bit of lunch in the cafe, browse through the gift shop, all of that sort of shenanigans. And what we have for you is a prize every day this week. We'll give you family passes to enjoy the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story. That's just for coming on and playing with us. And if you do manage to win and get the top score, we'll give you that and upgrade you to a two-night stay with bed and breakfast at Cork's four-star Vienna Woods Country House Hotel. So that's our prize.
So that's the prize, and six is the score to beat. So it's reasonably low, you would think, for the breakfast table quiz. Mm-hmm. As far as scores go, seven or more and you'll be in the lead. And Marion Grealish in Galway is going to give it a go. How are you, Marion?
Hi, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, thanks very much. How are you getting on?
I'm good.
Yeah, good stuff. What are you up to today? At work, are you hiding, or what's the story?
Hiding in work.
I had a feeling you were, the way you were talking. Yeah, I had a feeling there was a hiding place going on.
Yeah, there's a little bit of kind of, keep it down, will you?
Keep it down. Yeah. Mm. It's like, for God's sake, lads, get on with us, will you?
Right, let's do it. Marion, it's a very good score for you to have a bash at. Only six to beat. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
What fruit is traditionally used for a sauce that accompanies roast pork?
Apple.
Which recording industry award trophy is shaped like a gramophone?
Grammy.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Five.
Six Jersey and Guernsey are varieties of what farm animal?
Cow.
Before it changed to the euro, what was the national currency of the Netherlands?
Pound.
The Gilder, White Hart Lane is home to what football team?
Tottenham.
Yeah, in the Disney animated film, which poisoned fruit did the Wicked Queen give to Snow White?
Apple.
In Los Angeles, what does the abbreviation LAPD stand for?
Los Angeles Police Department.
What kind of pet is a pug?
A dog.
Which sport was featured in the TV game show Big Break?
American football.
It was snooker. Which two countries jointly hosted the Euro 2000 football championship?
Don't know, pass.
Belgium and Holland. Which famous Australian bridge was opened in 1932?
Sydney Harbour.
In bridge. A final appearance or action is often called a swan what?
Sorry?
A final appearance or action is often called a swan what?
No idea.
A swan song.
Swan song. That's what we were looking for. Right, but not too bad, I think, Marion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8, not a bad score at all. And you're definitely into the lead, Marion, that's for sure.
Yes.
And, of course, you're a winner.
Absolutely. You get yourself the family passes for the Cove Heritage Centre, the Queenstown Story. That's yours anyway, regardless, to take away. And who knows, 8 might just be good enough to get you upgraded to the Vienna Woods Country House Hotel. Fingers crossed for you.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Have a good day, Marion.
She's dying to get back to work. She can't get off the phone quick enough. Thanks for playing, Marion.
Cheers.
Good luck.